We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Okay, we know we have a ton of Raider fans in the audience, and this is one of our favorites to talk to. Of course, it's the great Tim Brown, the Hall of Fame wide receiver. And Tim, it's Maggie and Perloff here in New York. Thank you so much for joining us on behalf of the Invited Celebrity Classic, which we'll talk about in just a moment. How you been, Tim?
I've been good. How are you guys?
We're doing excellent. You know, Perloff, one of the last times that I got the honor and privilege of interviewing Tim Brown, we went through, Tim, every quarterback who had ever thrown you a touchdown in the NFL, and I think it was like 28 guys or something, and you got them all. To your credit, you remembered every one of them.
Wait, I actually have a better Tim Brown story that Tim will not remember.
Okay.
Tim, I used to work on the Dan Patrick Show, and I believe you came into our New York office, and I played you in ping pong.
Oh, that's better. Oh.
That's a very good possibility because I love ping pong. No doubt about it.
You were amazing. Are you really good at ping pong? I think you are.
Just tell me I beat you. Just tell me that.
Are you easily? I think you were using your offhand and you beat me.
Oh man, Tim, thanks again for carving out some time for us. You know, first off, high ankle sprains. You know, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes is kind of the big story going into the weekend. Have you ever had to play on a high ankle sprain? What does it feel like?
Yeah, I did. I think before they were calling it a high ankle sprain, I had a high ankle sprain, you know. So it was the early 90s. And, you know, we found a little remedy, though. And I don't know, I haven't heard of anybody else ever trying this, but it was the Raiders training staff, right? So anything goes, right, with those guys back in the day. But what they did was they found a spot on my high ankle where it was hurting, and they put a piece of felt right there, and they taped it as tight as I could take it without cutting off my circulation, and then they just taped my ankle normally, and that kept enough of the pressure off of the pain away that I was able to go out and play. Now, I limped. I scored on a 65-yard touchdown. It was versus the Giants, and after that play, I was done because it was hurting too bad, but I was able to play. So, you know, I mean, I think now, I mean, I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So I'm sure they've come up with something on how to deal with this. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays with this injury.
Is there any case where you think Patrick Mahomes is going to be, you know, he tends to improvise a lot. Maybe he'll be on schedule and do exactly what Andy Reid says. And maybe there'll be a different kind of Chiefs offense where he gets rid of the ball quicker and that'll be effective. Or do they need him to move around a lot?
Yeah, well, I just think in his head, he believes he has to move around, right? He has to be able to. Now, you saw the last part of that game where he really couldn't, and he did what he had to do. But I think starting the game out, if he doesn't show that he can move, then if I'm Cincinnati, I'm sending seven people at him every time, right? I'm just going to blitz him to death and make him be really, really uncomfortable, you know? So I think he has to show that he has the ability to move. Even if it's just a quarter, a rollout pass or something of that nature, I think he has to show that he's not trying to be a pocket quarterback.
Tim Brown is our guest, the Hall of Famer. He's on behalf of the Invited Celebrity Classic. It's the second annual. It's going on April 21st to the 23rd at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. I hope I pronounced that correctly. You've got PGA pros, you've got celebrities and sports stars. It's going to be fantastic. It's got a charitable side to it as well. We'll get to that more in just a moment. Tim, we've got so many Raider fans who are in our audience. We are on in Las Vegas, we're proud to say. So we've been asking this question about the next Raiders quarterback, if it's not Jarrett Stidham. Tom Brady, perhaps Aaron Rodgers, if a trade is on the table there. Who do you see as the next Raiders QB?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, I really don't know. You know, I haven't seen enough of Stidham to be able to say that he's a guy and, you know, let him have a job. But I do believe that McDaniels believes in this kid, right, because he wouldn't have brought him from New England with him, and certainly he wouldn't have done what he did at the end of the season, upsetting probably every Raider fan. You know, people may not have liked Derek Carr. You know, some people may have been down on him this year, but I think, you know, everybody felt as if he had he should have been allowed to finish out the year as a Raiders quarterback. So to do what they did, I think is a big, big move on their part. So I hope they have a plan in place, but I can't tell you at this particular point what it's going to be, because Stidham looked great at times, and then, you know, he throws an interception. I know he got hit, but at the end of the game, to really lose a game for him. So so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I don't think Tom Brady should be in the plans at all. But, you know, because of their relationship, I think that's a possibility also.
Yeah, why not, Tim?
Well, I think Tom is starting to show that he's 45, 46 years old. You know what I mean? I think his inability to move. I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks, you know, in the league today, you have very, very few who are pocket quarterbacks. You know, I mean, Joe Burrow is probably the closest thing you get, but God knows when it's time to run, he can get out the pocket and make it happen. You know, Tom Brady is never going to do that, and I just don't believe in this league. You know, yeah, Tom just won all these Super Bowls, this and that, but I just think the league is going to the point where you have to have a quarterback that's able to move around and get some things done with his feet every once in a while.
You think Brady is going to play at all next year?
Well, you know, I tell you what, man, when you blow it up the way he's blown it up, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe he doesn't go and retire now because, you know, the family situation isn't what he was thinking it was going to be. You know, so maybe this is his family now. Maybe he tries to hold on and do that thing. But, you know, at some point I would hope that, you know, I was saying this about, you know, something not nearby as big as this, but with some family members, you know, at some point you got to have somebody in your life that when they tell you it's time, mm-hmm. it's time. You know what I mean? And I just hope Tom has that person that can really speak to him. And, you know, they may not think it's time, but when they say, hey, Tom, you need to think about it, bro, then I hope Tom is not just, you know, shoving him off and doing his own thing. I hope he really has somebody that he can dig down with and talk about this stuff with.
Well, Tim, you played till you were 38. For a wide receiver, that's kind of Tom Brady years, too. Did you have someone?
Played well, yeah.
Yeah, did you? What made you decide finally to hang him up?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, it was. I can tell you, going into the last game of the year, Emmett and I played against each other. I'm at Tampa, and he's at Arizona. And on the field, he asked me before the game, Timmy, what are you going to do? And I told him, I said, Emmett, somebody told me just because you can don't mean you should. and he walked away from me going, just because you can don't mean you should. Just because, I mean, he was repeating it. So he ended up retiring that year, too. You know, I think for me, you know, the move from Oakland, the way it happened, was so disturbing because that's not how I planned for it to go out. That, you know, going to Tampa was really a soft spot for me because I knew Gruden, I knew Bruce Allen, I knew players there. I knew half of the guys are very well on the Tampa team already. So it was a great place for me to go. I don't think I could have gone back to Tampa. So, I mean, I got 3 or 4 calls, but I had twins who were 8 months old at the time. You know, it was time. It was time for me to move on.
Well, Emmitt Smith also going to be at the Invited Celebrity Classic, the second annual. Tim Brown will be playing along with John Smoltz. Got to keep your eye out for him. We heard Smoltz is a really good golfer. DeMarcus Ware, Greg Maddux, Pudge Rodriguez, Adam Thielen, so many celebrities. And, of course, proceeds for the event will benefit the Momentous Institute. It's an important North Texas nonprofit dedicated to helping children in need. Again, April 21st to the 23rd at Las Colinas Country Club. Tim, what about Derek Carr and his future? You mentioned, you know, it's a little messy how it ended at the end of the season. What do you think is an ideal landing spot for him? Where should he go?
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty interesting right now. You know, I know he has a lot of opportunities because, I mean, there are a lot of teams with quarterbacks, but I think Derek could be an upgrade to their situation. So, I mean, if Tom leaves, I think Tampa is a great spot. You know, I don't think he would go to New York because after being in a dome for the last couple of years, I think that would be a tough, tough situation for him to be in. You know, I'm hearing the Texans may be a place where he's looking, and I can see him doing that because of the no taxes in Texas and all that. But you know, and they got a good young team there that he can probably help build around. So yeah, I think there are several options for him, and you know, I wished him well afterwards after he put the long speech out. I you know, DM'd him, and you know, we talked for a little bit. So, you know, I wish him well, man. He gave the Raiders all he could possibly give him, and you know, you a guy like that, you hope he can move on and do something great.
Tim, one last Raiders question from me. So they sit at number 7 in the draft. Is this the time to think about quarterback? You have a lot of older players like Devontae Adams, Max Crosby, Darren Waller. So it doesn't feel like a rebuild, but you're there at number 7. Are they going to be tempted by bringing in a rookie quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to be, I think. You know, I guess it's going to really depend on what happens in this free agent season and if they have their eye on somebody and you know, if they can, you know, get somebody to come take a look at what they're trying to accomplish. So, you know, if that doesn't happen, I think they almost have to bring in a quarterback, you know, out of the draft. You know, maybe he's not a first rounder, you know, but maybe you got somebody you think is a dark horse, you know, dark horse out there. So I think from that standpoint, man, you know, boy, I tell you what, McDaniels has not made this thing easy for himself. That's for sure. I mean, you know, I think some of these moves he's making, you know, they're very bold moves, but if they don't work, man, I tell you what, people are going to be calling for his head. So I wish him well, obviously, but it's going to be very interesting to see how this all works out for him.
You know, Tim, I feel like there might be an obvious answer here, which is maybe Devontae Adams goes to McDaniels in the front office and says, hey, trade for Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, Adams, I'm sure, yeah. You know, we know he and Derek Carr love, you know, playing with each other going back to college. Now Carr is not going to be part of the equation. I doubt Devontae Adams wants to play with a rookie, right?
Yeah, I can't see that happening at this point. You know, I'm for sure that Devontae is not too happy with this situation, and that's just me believing that. So I probably shouldn't say that I'm for sure about it, but I'm just saying it this way: if I was in this position, I would not be happy about what's happening right now. So that being said, you know, it may never make the front pages, but I just got to figure that he's talking to them going, hey, you know, you guys got to do something here. I didn't come here to play the next 5, 6, 7 years, you know, with some young kid, you know. So, like I said, I mean, McDaniels has put himself in some tough, tough positions that he's going to have to make some big-time calls here, you know, in the next few months. And if they're not the right calls, well, I tell you what, it's going to be an ugly season for the Raiders next year, I believe.
The Hall of Famer, Tim Brown, right now, the second annual Invited Celebrity Classic. It's a nationally televised PGA Tour Champions competition, 78 PGA Tour champions, 40 sports and entertainment stars, including, obviously, the Hall of Famer, Tim Brown. April 21st to the 23rd at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. The tickets, Perloff, absolutely free. You go to www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com. It'll also be live on Golf Channel. You're not going to be nervous about this, will you, Tim? It's live. This is not, you know, this is not you catching touchdown passes. You tee it off.
Well, years ago, there was another tournament that we played with the senior pros. And, you know, I played with Chichi Rodriguez and all those guys back in the day. So, you know, now I feel like an old man. I feel like I'm just as old as these guys. So, you know, I don't know if I have it in those kind of nerves around anymore. So it's going to be fun to see Ernie Els and Bernard Langer and those Retief Goosen, see those guys out there. Really looking forward to it. Obviously, you know, loving golf the way I have over the years. You know, I've basically grown up with those guys, you know, playing golf. So this should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it.
Enjoy it. Have fun. And we hope to talk to you again soon. Of course, the Raiders are going to be a major, major story all off season. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate that.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.